Welcome to VI Talk. Sharing ideas, information and support.
Well, hi, welcome back for the second of our Zoom presentations. And a big welcome to Teresa of Teresa Lydia Craft. And Teresa, I think you can tell us about some of the items that you've made and have on sale and that would make amazing presents. So over to you.
Okay, right. Yeah, I'll just say to begin with, please do ask me any questions, you know, after I finish talking, and because I know I'm bound to leave something out that I thought talking to you about up to now, so I'm quite happy to be asked anything. Yeah, so I'm Teresa Lydia Crafts, and as the name suggests, I actually do lots of different crafts and make lots of different things for sale. And people tell me I should niche down and, you know, kind of just do a bit less and, you know, focus. But actually, I love what I do. I love producing handmade things. I, you know, in a lot of what I make, I like to kind of incorporate texture into what I do. So I love, you know, to make things that are kind of nice and comfortable to either wear or hold or use, whatever. So obviously that can't apply to everything, but where it can, it does. So the different things I do, I'm just going to summarize to begin with, and then I'll, you know, try and go into a bit more of everything. Yeah, so I do a lot of hand knitted scarves and fingerless hand warmers and headbands. That's my kind of knitted range. I also do fabric bags, sort of tote bags, and I can't remember what I said now. Fabric tote bags, fabric covered kind of notebooks, and sort of napkins and, you know, handkerchiefs, that type of thing, and also the kind of reusable face cloths, or kind of, you know, just reusable cloths that have got kind of cotton on one, toweling on one side, and then kind of cotton fabric on another, on the other side. So that's my kind of fabric range. I also do a knitted version of the kind of reusable cloths as well. I'm not going to focus too much on that, because I know there's somebody else that's also doing those on, you know, in the group as well. So I'll try and kind of focus on the things that other people aren't doing. And then I also do a range of kind of printed products, so mugs, coasters, and notebooks, and I'm going to be going further into that and doing kind of like tea towels, cushion covers, panels, that sort of, you know, those sorts of things. There's tons of stuff I could print on, but I'm kind of started with the mugs and notebooks and mugs and coasters at the moment. So that's the main thing. So just to go into a little bit of each of those in a bit more detail. So the scarves are hand knitted, and most of them are a ribbed pattern. And they're kind of quite, I've got sort of varying different length scarves and a whole range of different colours. And they range from £10 for something that's kind of quite narrow, but sort of, I've got loads of different lengths. Just trying to think how to describe. So kind of quite narrow, but sort of a medium length. And then kind of then I've got some others that are kind of long, you know, kind of quite long. And then I've got some that are about £15, and then I've got some others that are very chunky, wide and chunky scarves that are still a ribbed pattern, but they are They're a kind of wider rib, so they're much more chunky, you know, really, really cold weather scarves, and they are between £20 and £25. And again, I would say if you're interested in scarves, just kind of ask me about colours. A lot of these are actually on my Etsy shop, which I should have said at the beginning, is my Etsy shop is Teresa Lydia Crafts. So I've got an Etsy shop with all the different things I make, whether it be the scarf, the fabrics, bags and napkins and things, or the printed product. So do feel free to go and have a look at that. I also do have a Facebook group, which is Teresa Lydia Crafts. So those are kind of my knitted product. Oh, and scarves. So then the hand warmers are, as I said, they kind of basically fingerless hand warmers. And I've got a couple of different lengths, actually. One length which sort of literally kind of just fits over your hand and goes down to, probably around just your sort of wrist level, but I've got some others that are slightly longer than that as well. And again, they're a sort of narrow ribbed pattern, and they can also be done in, I've got different colours, but again, they can also be done in lots of different colours. So, and they don't take me very long to make. So if there's something I haven't already got, I can actually easily make it, and would be able to easily make it, you know, in time for Christmas. Then again, my headbands, haven't got as many as those, but they're basically a, most of my knitted products are kind of just acrylic and acrylic yarn, but some of them are kind of acrylic and wool blends. The hand warmers are how much they are actually they the hand warmers are £8 for the kind of really sort of thin shorter ones, but then £10 for the slightly longer ones. So again, depending on what you want. And the headbands are just a, you know, quite a basic knitted headband, and they are £4 each, and again, different colors can be available. The fabric bags that I've got are different. I've got a couple of different things. I've got some very some small, they're all kind of tote bag sort of style, so just a basic kind of bag with a kind of, what do you call it, a sort of webbing handle on them, and usually a kind of polycotton blend of fabric. Although, so I've got some small tote bags which are probably like A4 size, and they are £7 each. And I've got a couple of different design, a few different designs of those. And then the I've got some larger tote bags. So those smaller ones are unlined, so they're just a basic kind of, you know, fabric bag. Then I've got some bigger ones that are, again, some of them are made in a kind of polycotton blend fabric, different kind of designs, which I could go through with anybody if you wanted to explore it more. And again, I've got some unlined ones. I think those ones are unlined. And then I've got some other ones which are more of a, they're kind of like a thicker, but probably almost like an upholstery type thickness of fabric. And those ones are lined. So the unlined larger ones are £10. And then the bigger kind of lined ones are £15. And they are kind of a, they've got like an upholstery type fabric on the outside, and then they're lined with a different fabric on the inside. So they're kind of probably a bit, you know, a bit stronger. And then the napkins I've got are, I've got a couple of different sizes. So I've got some little, I'd almost call them sort of buffet snacky type napkins, which are basically kind of 9 or 10 inches square, about 22 centimetres square. And again, those come in packs of four, and they are £4 for a pack of four. They've basically, they're a sort of mostly polycotton blend fabric. There might be are some that might be 100% cotton, which I can pick out if people want that particularly. Most of them are just single colours, ranging from sort of blues, light blues, darker blues, a couple of different shades of green, purple, some other kind of lighter yellows, greys, that sort of thing. So they are £4 for a pack of four. Then the next one up, I was actually measuring them before I came on here. I'm trying to remember my measurement now. They are like about 30 centimeters square, so sort of 12 inches. And those would be £7 for a pack of four. And then I have also got some larger ones, and I can't remember the measurements of them, but you know, they, if kind of people were interested in those, I could measure those. I haven't got so many of those, but again, got lots of different colors, so if there's colors you're interested in, or I'd even do a mix and match pack of four, you know, if you wanted something, if you wanted a combination. So I think those are all my fabric products. And then my printed ones, which are mugs and coasters, I've got lots of different designs. So I've got all the printed products I do are, or most of them anyway, are, have been, the designs have been painted by an artist who I buy them from, who basically she hand paints in kind of watercolour paint, so very kind of artistic style, and then, you know, kind of digitally scans them so that they, she then makes them available to be, and I'm licensed to use her designs on whatever products I want to use them on. And she used to do her own, you know, products, printed products, but then actually realized that, you know, she moved on and decided to produce her designs for other people to use, which is absolutely lovely. So the mugs I have are various. I have various different dog breeds, things like a border collie, Labrador, golden retriever. What else do I have? I got spaniel, French bulldog. Sure, I've got loads more. I'm just trying to remember them off the cuff, really. But loads of kind of dog breeds. I've got a got various different. I know I've got various different cat ones that I can do. And I've also so that's those. And then sort of kind of more flowery patterns, which are daisies, sunflowers, buttercups. And I'm sure I've got poppies. I remember putting the poppies design on the group, passion flowers. So those are kind of some of the fabric, not fabric, what am I talking about? Flowers, different flower designs. And again, I could do others if people, if there's something that I haven't mentioned that you want, just ask me. Then I've got some like lots of different abstract designs. So they're just kind of very artistic-y patterns and in different, you know, different colours. I've got a range that's called kind of blue ink, and then there's a purple version and a kind of teal greeny, more greeny version. and then I've got some with you know, a heart, lots of different heart shapes, so they tend to be kind of like lines of hearts. So one of them is, you know, on a mug is two rows of five hearts, then there's another one, I think that's the red heart one, and then there's a purple heart mug as well. And what have I missed out? So that's the hearts one, hearts. Oh, and then I've got the Christmas designs. That was it. So I've got Christmas, a Christmas fireplace scene. That's really kind of lovely one. I've got an I Love Dogs Christmas tree, which is basically lots of different ornament, a Christmas tree, very lush green Christmas tree with lots of different ornaments, with you know, to do with dogs. And I think there's even an ornament in there that says "I love dogs" on it. And then there's a cat version of that as well. And then a squirrel Christmas kind of picture. And then the other one I found last night, actually, which I'd forgotten I had, is a girl with a robin and snowflakes. Again, any of these kind of designs can actually be printed on, you know, kind of all sorts of different things. So if you want it on a mug, you want it on a poster, you want it on a book, and if you want it on a, you know, kind of thing, you might want it on a cushion cover or something like that. I have got cushion covers, I just haven't started kind of promoting them yet, really. I'm still getting into that one. So that is, I'd say, quite, you know, kind of speedy summary of what I do. And I think I'm going to let you ask me questions in a minute. But as I say, you know, ask me anything. If there's colours, there's designs, whatever that you want, just ask me. Ask me if I've got it, or even with the knitted stuff, if there's, you know, again, colours, lengths, whatever, because I've got a range of different stuff, and I can also make stuff as well. So, and all the stuff is actually going up on my Etsy shop, but you can also message me and order things as well, because I can send you a payment link. So yeah, that's me. Just ask away.
Teresa, that's brilliant. Thank you so much.